This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Next topic for conversation is really about the production activity that takes behind the scenes in helping to get shows like ours up on air.
Not just ours.
That's right.
Fiona Brooke is the producer of our show, but she's also the interview coordinator at Joy.
So Fiona,
she gets requests from lots of rat bags and good people.
So apart from looking after us, you actually look after a whole lot of people.
Well, most of the shows on Joy do have their own producer, but I'm kind of the coordinator for a lot of the media interest that comes in, a lot of the people that want to talk to Joy, because, you know, that's one of the wonderful aspects of being involved with Joy. There are a lot of people that want to talk to us. There are a lot of people that want to get their messages out there. And then our job is to make sure that the right people get their voices heard.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the proactive. So, you know, reactive, proactive. With Saturday Magazine, we are spending a lot of time finding the right people to tell the stories, to inform our audience, and we go out looking for them because they're spreading the word about issues that are really important and obviously such as religious freedom.
And it's important, you know, Fiona, for people to understand that, you know, with rare exception, if someone, you know, has a view that we don't agree with, we're actually prepared to give them airtime. So, you know, there are some limits, but we're prepared to give them airtime as other programs are, and that's really important for people to understand, isn't it?
Absolutely, because we need to be able to listen to all different aspects of what people are out there thinking, what they're talking about, how can we get their voices heard, how can we have the discussion, because Joy is an inclusive environment that welcomes lots of different people, lots of different points of view, people from all different sectors, and, you know, try to make sense of the world that we live in more broadly. So whether it be music, politics, art, food, all sorts of aspects of our daily life is what we try to bring into Joy. So that's what I do. I talk to a lot of people. I answer a lot of emails. I ring a lot of people and, you know, harass and cajole and get people involved. And also, you know, part of my job is to make sure that people are making sure that Joy is on their radar.
Yes.
Because it's really important to spread the voice, to make sure that people are listening. I'm convincing people that Joy is a place that their voice should be heard and that this community is really important.
Do you have a lot of trouble doing that? I mean, do you need to work hard at convincing people?
No, but I think that because of my day job, I understand the importance. But so it's not about convincing people, but it's about making sure that people are allocating the time and the energy and the commitment to it. So it's really just ensuring that people want to hear.
Because what I really love is when people actually come to us and say, you know, we want to talk about this segment, can we come onto your show?
Yep.
But more importantly than that, and this is the first time that I experienced and understood the value and the power of Joy as an organisation, but also as a voice piece, if you want, for our community. At the last state election, we had all political parties knocking on our door saying, we want to come onto your show and announce our policies.
That's exactly right. And the work that we did with this particular show, with the debates that we had on Higgins and McNamara, you know, pretty much everyone just jumped at the chance to be on the program, and that work was really good. Of course, as we know internally, we've applied for, we've put forward ourselves for an award.
Yes.
For quality in journalism, and I'm hoping that we might get somewhere with that.
With not much help from McElroy.
well, everyone, of course, remembers that we're all volunteers. So as a consequence, you know, you can't always allocate the time. Mm. It's, you know, we all have day jobs.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had deadlines we had to meet.
Yeah.
On so, Fiona, stuff, how do you manage a day job, a career, a relationship, a show yourself, producing SatMag, but then also this coordination function?
She's just
how
a
do
legend.
You manage all
She's
of that?
Just a legend.
Do you get time to play?
Yes. Yes, plenty of time to play. In fact, you know, if there wasn't, I mean, I love playtime more than anything, really. Actually, the reason that I have to actually thank the people that work with me in my day job, because they, I have a team of people and they actually hold the fort sometimes while I'm programming for Joy. And I just sit there in my day job and I multitask. People say you can't do it, but I actually manage to do it. It's kind of like just a part of what I do in my job anyway.
Yeah.
It's being efficient with time and being a really good communicator and just saying, this is what I want, this is what I need, this is when I need it.
Yeah.
And
you know, sometimes the challenge, Fiona, is it's not people's lack of desire to come on. We see less and less of that than we did, you know, years ago. It's actually getting the being able to get in, connect with the person in that person's office or direct, to actually get to them and say, this is what I'd like. And usually when that happens, we're successful.
Absolutely.
Sometimes finding the right pathway.
You got to dig deep. You got to find out, find the people sometimes, you know, tracking them down, getting them to reply. I mean, everyone's really busy, particularly if you're talking to people in the media.
Yeah.
And you just have to be resilient and resourceful. And I guess it's just part of what I do in my job anyway.
Yeah.
So
I find it fascinating that we have sometimes no trouble getting, say, politicians, for example, but yet people who work in our community are just too busy because, you know, they've got something on this weekend and they'll
that come is
to
us, true.
You know, in 6 weeks' time and think, well, the issue's no longer current, so it's not interested in that. Mm. Now, Fiona, why do you put all this effort and time into the work that you're doing with Joy, and what do you love about it?
Supporting the community has always been a really important part of just like another part of my life. I am, you know, I'm not of the community. I'm straight, but I have never, ever once questioned taking out extra time to support the community, because it's just, everyone who I know is amazing, and Joy is a really inclusive place, and everyone is, you know, kind and generous and helpful. And I think all of the listeners out there, for those people that are looking for support, everything I do is to help people find that and to find their voice.
Fiona, we love what you do. We love working with you.
One of the unsung heroes.
And we thank you publicly for the work that you do, not only for SatMag, but for our community and for our, you know, the organisation that we love, Joy 94.9. And we've just had a bit more feedback saying, absolutely love Saturday Magazine. I've switched many friends onto this epic, from Kyle and Matt. Wow.
Thanks, Kyle and Matt.
Feedback.
And
317 says, stay less grumpy, Niall.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.